Dust was another hazard in the mines.
You couldn't see for dust there at times, and that's how a lot of the dusted miners came about, coal dust.
How did it affect their health?
Oh, very bad. Once they got over 50, they was finished, really. You couldn't hear them breathing and coughing and spitting, you know. But they had to work because otherwise they starved. Of course, they couldn't retire or anything. It was no retirement age them days. They'd work till properly they dropped dead or they couldn't work any longer.
Now, how dangerous was it really to be working every day in the mines?
Every time that anyone drops their head to walk into a coal mine is dangerous, very dangerous. I saw a lot of bad accidents in the mine, and one that will stay with me forever and ever is the night that Billy Band, a fitter in the mine, only been married 12 months, he got killed. Well, I was working on the stone at number 12. We'd just gone back after the Christmas break. We got a phone call to say it was a bad accident down in 16. I was pretty fit in those days, and about 20 of us took off. I must have beaten by about 200 yards. It was the labourer to Billy was Skin Ainsley. He was at the power box disconnecting the power. He couldn't talk. He was crying. He just pointed, and away I went. I saw the light under the apparatus, and I ducked under it, and there was a loader, and I see Billy underneath it, and crawled under it, felt his pulse, it was dead, there was no pulse, I knew he was dead before I got under. We got to the transport, and put the stretcher on one of the cars, we all got on, nobody spoke, not one word all the way out. There wasn't a dry eye on that transport. We got outside. Half the town was there because when there was a bad accident, they blew the whistle and everyone knew there was an accident. They didn't know who or what, so they've all turned up. There was a lot of relieved faces when they found out that it wasn't one of theirs. And it was Gracie Band was... She was the one that didn't have the relief on her face, and that's something that'll stay for me. But other accidents, I've seen horses killed, which is a sad thing in itself, because when you're a wheeler, nobody could say anything they liked about your horses. You could say what you liked, but if somebody else hit your horses, it was knuckles of trumps. You just had something with those horses. You loved your horses. And to see a horse get killed is a terrible thing.
Oh, there's always accidents. The main accidents were once the machinery started. You had to be very careful because of these machines that took up the full width of the driveway. It was just like trucks going along the main road. You had to be careful and that because of big machines with coal coming out of the mine. And when you were extracting coal was the worst part, extracting the pillars. Of course, then you get the fall, sometimes bury the mine, and stone might weigh a ton or something, it'd come out, just drop out of the roof. Boom. While I worked up here, there must have been about four deaths.
Chappies getting hurt or killed in the pit happened all the time. My husband was badly injured once, like, and they rang me. Who was it? Oh, the hospital, I think, rang me and said they had Jack there and would I come down? He didn't know me at first. He had a fall, a coal hit him on the head. And what else was that with him? I think his arm was broken and a leg. He was a bit of a mess for a while, but they looked after him well at the hospital and he was quite happy there. He was off work for about 6 months because our little hospital at Culldale, the miners built that. It's a big hospital now. It's just all been rebuilt. It's really something.